Whoa.
You don't need that, you know, mate.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
As promised, it is movie day here on The Takeaway, and as promised, Rafer Guzman is here with me to weigh in. He's film critic for Newsday. Hi, Rafer.
Hey, Todd.
It's great to have you. We're going to talk today about the new horror film, The Witch, set in 1630s, a film about witchcraft and black magic possession. Now, I have trivia in the spirit of The Witch. So, Rafer, I want you to listen to this audio trivia. If you're listening at home, you can tweet me if you know the answer, at Todd Zwillick. Rafer, you're not going to answer now. Hold on to your answer.
Okay.
We'll come back to it for people who know at the end of the segment. All right, we're talking about The Witch today. As I said, possession in the 1630s. Step into my world for just a moment, into the world of politics, and listen to this infamous political ad. See if you know who this candidate is.
I'm not a witch. I'm nothing you've heard. I'm you.
I'm not a witch. Who is that? That's your trivia question. Hold on to that till the end of the segment. Now, while we're talking about witches, the new film, The Witch, director David Eggers, set in 1630. Let's listen to a clip, Rafer.
I am thine enemy, wallowing in the blood and filth of my sins.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to rest in the grave.
Terrifying. Sorry, Robert Eggers. David Eggers is the author, of course,
yes.
Got into my mind. And I got possessed by the wrong Eggers. This sounds horrifying.
Yeah, this is an interesting film. Big hit at Sundance. Robert Eggers, the director, won the directing award at Sundance last year. And it's really, you know, kind of an art film. It's a low-budget film shot out in the wilds of Ontario. Like you said, it takes place in the 1630s. There's a family that's been banished from their colony, I think because the father – it's a little difficult to tell, but I think because the father has these very zealous religious beliefs. I think it takes a lot to get banned from a colony back then for your
sure
religious
does.
Beliefs. He takes his family out into the woods. They start their own little farm, and things begin going wrong. The crops fail. The livestock begins acting up. And one of the daughters, Thomason, played by Anna Taylor-Joy, begins to realize that her family is looking at her and suspecting her of being a witch, that she has brought all this misfortune on the family. Great premise. Really interesting. It's all, as you heard, done with authentic period dialogue, really richly detailed. But this is not your usual kind of bump in the night, scary faces, flickering lights, horror film. This is really kind of it's a drama, this very richly produced, richly visualized drama. And yet A24, the studio, is going to put it out in wide release and see how it does. I thought it was amazing. I mean, you are really taken back into this time, and there is something truly horrifying about the idea of being trapped out in the middle of nowhere with your family, who is now looking at you as if you are the source of all their problems. And we all know what happened to witches back then. It's a really, really mesmerizing and very gripping film. I loved it. It'll be really interesting to see how it plays with a modern horror audience. I don't know.
That isolation, because, you know, with a lot of horror films, as much as I enjoy them, they're never really scary. They kind of go, but you're not truly frightened.
That's because I feel like there's a sort of horror films have gotten into the business of being scary films. So they try to, you know, they do the boo. Someone jumps out, you know. You've got the Paranormal Activity films where, you know, it's a lot of doors slamming, lights flickering. There's always someone jumping out at you. But they're not horrifying. There's something horrifying about the idea that your mom and dad may actually want to kill you. That's more than scary.
Sure is. Okay, so while we're on the topic of witches, let's go back to trivia. I asked you to step into the political world. We're talking about witches, Rafer Guzman. Listen to this clip and see if you know this candidate.
I'm not a witch. I'm nothing you've heard. I'm you.
Rafer?
I am just absolutely stumped, Todd. I do not know.
J.P. Dempsey on Twitter knows it. That's Christine O'Donnell from 2010, Tea Party candidate, one of the first Tea Party candidates from Delaware.
Oh, there you go.
Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Thanks.
Thanks, Todd.
You're not a witch, are you?
I am not a witch.
But you're dressed as one.
Thank you. You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.